You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is September 14th, 2020. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast for the start of Straight Razor Month. That's right, you didn't hear me wrong. September is Straight Razor Month. So wanted to do a little time to just dedicate to the Straight Razor guys out there, myself being one of them. And I think I at least, get very, very wrapped up with safety razors. And that's just because they are more popular, all right, let's be honest. And more recently, were safety razors actually in the norm or part of the wet shaving world on a daily basis. So more people do tend to use safety razors, but we cannot forget the straight razor crowd. That's right, guys. The straight razor crowd is important, and I know there's a lot of people that do use straight razors that are active listeners. So what better way to do it than to do a whole month dedicated to just straight razors? So before we get into the actual show, there are a couple things I did want to say. First and foremost, thank you for everyone that filled out the actual survey for the fall seasonal special. That is something that I was very shocked. It was almost a unanimous vote on the date that we chose. So on the date that was chosen, that you all chose. So I'm glad that we did that this year, so we can actually have now. I at least have like a good foundation of when to do the show and when everybody wants to hear it, so they have enough time to purchase their fall products and make sure that they get actually what they want this year before Halloween, which is what I'm guessing is usually the end of the season, right there, from the end of the of the fall season. You want to have everything by then, and after then we're kind of looking into winter, really, to be honest. I mean, even though fall is another month and a half after that, it's just still really looking into winter products. So really, thank you very much for all of you that did the survey. It was more than I thought, so I was very happy to see that. And only one vote for anything other than this one date that was chosen. The date that we actually chose is October 12th, I believe so. That was October 12th, which 99% of the votes were for that, with only one other vote being the show before that. So, guys, thank you very much. We will be doing it on that date, October 12th, for the fall seasonal special this year. So, really excited. As I've mentioned before, it is my favorite show of the year to do. It is the most work. It takes about 50 hours of research and stuff to do. I've already started putting it together, but it's a lot of fun, and it's just my favorite time of the year. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you all. I'm into pumpkin stuff. I'm into fall stuff. I'm into pumpkin coffee, pumpkin beer. You know, yesterday I just bought a whole sampler of pumpkin beers to try just for the season, just so I can, you know what's going on, see the differences. And I enjoy every bit of it. I don't know. I guess I'm one of those guys, right? But yeah, thank you again for actually being part of the survey, for all of you that did. And we will see the show on the 12th of October. Right, and that brings us to the main event of this week's podcast. September is going in a different direction. We are going to dedicate September to straight razors. All right. Very excited because I love straight razors, okay? I do use a straight razor. I actually, if you've known me, if you've listened to the show, or if you've read some of the articles that I've written on Sharpologist, you would know that I'm into straight razors, right? Not as much now as I was several years ago. Primarily when I started wet shaving back in 2010. Now, I think it was. Yeah, 2010. I used almost a straight razor solely for about 5 years. And I used really the same straight razor for the majority of that. Right? I used the Dovo, which is an Art of Shaving razor. I got it for Christmas of 2010 or 2011, one of those years, I forget. It was a Christmas present from my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and she wanted to see me using a new razor. So she got me a new brush, soap, and she got me a straight razor from Art of Shaving. So I used that razor for many years, and I started getting in safety razors after that. Even though I had several and I used a few of them, I just was really into the straight razor aspect. So Straight Razor Month will be, well, every show we're going to dedicate two segments just to Straight Razors, right? And what better way to start off Straight Razor Month than to talk about what to get, how to start with a straight razor. Now, I might be different every year when I do this kind of month. I might have a little bit of a different point of view because I think about stuff and I take notes and I think about, you know, what would be better for when you would start with a straight razor. And I know the learning curve is so much on that aspect that it's very difficult to start successfully without making a couple of mistakes and maybe not wanting to do it. So I'm very careful when I do this kind of research and when I think about it, because I look at the way I did it and I did it the wrong way. I'll tell you flat out, the way I started using a straight razor is I bought two vintage razors on eBay for cheap. They were, luckily for me, they were good brands, right? They were German made, carbon steel, good straight razors. They were good quality, but they were not sharp. And me being a do-it-yourselfer and thinking I know everything, I got the razors and I tried to use a knife sharpener to sharpen them. And with those two razors, I was actually able to get it to cut arm hair, right? But it just didn't really work very well. It was a terrible shave and it really was not very enjoyable. So I sent them out to a knife sharpener locally here where I live. And they made it even worse. So when I got it back, I then decided to buy some stones and try it myself. And then I just, you know, tinkered with it for about, on and on for about 6 months and got terrible shaves, right, with it, until I sent one out to get honed professionally. And when it came back, it was much more enjoyable. I was able to use it and learn better that way. So I try to make sure that nobody does that. Right? My experience was terrible. I didn't have a strop. I used a very, very cheap junky strop that I found at on Amazon at the time. Not Amazon. It was on eBay at the time. And it just didn't work. So I'm going to go over what I think on today's show, the start with a straight razor and what I feel works and will benefit the user. Now, remember, your mileage may vary on anything like this, and everybody has their own way of doing things, but this is how I recommend to do it. So take it with a grain of salt. There's no right or wrong way to do so, but my goal for this month, this straight razor segment, is to make sure that everybody who tries it keeps doing it and enjoys it, so then they don't get discouraged and say, oh, I'm just going to put them away, or I'm going to put them on the BST later on in the actual in the forums or on eBay or something like that. All right, and really that's going to be the show today. We're going to talk a lot about straight razors. So if you guys are a safety razor guy and you're not into straight razors, well, I apologize, but it is interesting information, and just take a look. You never know, you may actually want to try one someday. And if you're a straight razor guy, well, then pull up a chair, a cigar, a bottle of scotch, a cup of coffee, orange juice, milk, whatever you'd like, and let's get on with the show. All right, so how to start with an actual straight razor. Now, this is so controversial, but I could tell you right now, I have a little thing that I've been thinking about, a little piece of advice that I've been thinking about on helping those with straight razors just by reading on Badger and Blade and Straight Razor Place and all of those forums. What's been happening, what are the major things that people mess up on at first. And I'm going to tell you flat out, very, very simply, the first thing you should do when you decide to buy a straight razor is buy a strop. And I'm going to tell you why. When you start using a straight razor, it is time, there is an investment. You're looking at a minimum investment. You are not going to be able to find an eBay, you know, this, maybe you can if you know what you're looking for, but for a strop, for a straight razor, you can't, there's no way you can go and buy something cheap on this kind of stuff, because the cheaper strops like you buy on Amazon, it's not like a cheap brush, where a cheap brush will get the job done, or cheap blades will get the job done. A cheap strop won't get the job done. I'll be completely honest with you. You need a quality leather strop. So the average investment of a straight razor, if you're going to go all in, right, and you want to buy a straight razor, have it honed, buy a strop, and get all the stuff for it, you're looking at about maybe $150 USD to about $300 USD to start, just to start the correct way. So I always recommend buying the strap before buying the razor. And this is something that I didn't do, and that's why I'm recommending it. Because if you buy a good quality strap, that part of the investment is already done. You already have a piece that you need. The straight razor and everything will come after that. Because usually what people will do is they'll buy a really good straight razor, they won't buy a good strap, and then they're going to end up destroying the blade within the first two shaves and then not getting a good experience, or having to send it out to get honed or hone it themselves. And we'll see how it works. It may not work out as as well as you think it will, right? So you want to have a good experience. So first and foremost, buy a good strap. Now, what kind of strap do you buy? Like, do you buy, is there a brand? Is there a type? There are several types of straps. And actually in the show notes, I left a link of the guide to straps that I actually wrote several years ago for Strapologist. It's a link to the article. And it shows you the different type of straps. But the most popular strap to buy is the hanging strap, which is pictured on the show notes in the picture with the razor. Buying a hanging strap is just more versatile. It's easier to hold. There's more of a selection of high quality straps in there. And they're a little bit more on the affordable side, or can be. Prepare to spend about $100, maybe $50 to $100 on a strap. And the key points you're looking for are, one, the width of the strap, two, the length of the actual leather, and three is the quality of the leather, the type of leather that's there. So, example, you buy a strap, you're looking at straps online, where is the country of manufacture? You want to look at straps that are made in either United States, made in Germany, or made in England. And those are the three countries really that make some really solid straps. Now, there's other countries as well that you can look at that will produce straps and stuff like that. And then you just got to look at reviews online to see what kind of leather they're using. The quality of leather from those three countries that I mentioned are usually very good. They use better quality material. And for the most part, those are from big names. Like, if you buy a Dovo strap, yes, they are more on the expensive side, but they're going to work, and it's going to work very well. The Heirloom Strap Company from Tony Miller, who is the first artisan strap maker in the United States. I can tell you I've had a couple of his straps in the day and throughout my time, and I have a brand new one I just bought recently. They are made to order, and those are probably the best quality you can buy right now, but they do tend to start around $80, $50 to $80 for a cheaper one. So Tony Miller straps are great. Heirloom Strap Company, it's called. Dovo is great. The Illinois Strap Company are great. Those are really good quality leather straps. Something like that along those lines. Now, if you buy a used strap, there's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure that you inspect it or have inspected good pictures, because if there's any nicks or cuts in the strap, you want to make sure that there are they're not going to affect the blade when strapping. So that brings us to that will bring us to the actual technique of strapping, which will be on next week's show. Today we're just going to talk about purchasing straps. So a used strap on eBay, you find one, it's made in Germany, it looks good and everything like that. Nothing wrong with buying one of those. Just make sure that they're not too the leather is clean, because what happens with these is they end up getting dirty, and you have to end up washing them out or actually lubricating them with some strap oil or neat's foot oil, or something around those lines, right? So purchasing a strap is the number one thing you should do with a straight razor. Get a good quality strap, have it ready to go before your straight razor even gets here, because you get one, you knock that bird out with the stone, right? You get that piece that you need, and it is a bigger initial investment, because they usually can cost almost as much as the straight razor itself if you're buying new. If you're buying used, make sure you buy from a reputable dealer, somebody that knows somebody online. If you would go to like a site that's like whipdog.com or Razor Emporium or something like that, you're going to get something good. You don't have to really worry about it. And also they'll stand behind their products. They'll take it back if it's messed up. So just be mindful when you're purchasing a used drop and ask a lot of questions. Always ask questions to somebody, a mentor of yours in the straight razor world or somebody, or just go on the forums and just say, hey, I'm looking for a strop. Is this okay? What should I look for? You'll get a lot of biased opinions, but you will get some really core advice from all of them from the same thing that will tell you basically what I just said here. So strops, most important thing to purchase. Why is it most important to purchase? Because it will maintain your straight razor properly. And learning how to strop is also very important, which is more important to do prior to learning how to shave, I think so. One thing is, if you buy a bad strop or a strop that doesn't work, something from, you know, like the Middle East that's not proven to be right, or that doesn't use real leather or use a good quality base product, you're going to end up rolling the edge of your razor, which will destroy it and it will be not very enjoyable to shave with and will be required to be rehoned. So the next step, right, in actually getting into the straight razor game would be to purchase a straight razor, right? That would be my advice, would be that you've purchased a strop, you get that ready to go. Chances are, if you're using a safety razor on a daily basis, you know how to lather, right? You know how to use a brush and soap, so you probably already have that. If you don't, that would be the recommendation prior to using a straight razor, is you want to learn how to incorporate the brush and the soap into your daily shave prior to even going into safety or straight razor shaving. So guys, if you are a safety razor user and you've been using a brush and soap for years, you don't need to worry about much on that. You already have the stuff. If you're brand new, I do highly recommend you adding the brush and one quality soap, don't go buying a bunch of them, and learn the soap, learn the brush, and learn how to lather and get your face ready for prep. And then incorporate it in whatever else you shave with. If you shave with a cartridge razor, put it in your daily routine, start using it, and you'll really be happy with the results that you're just getting, adding that to your daily routine. From there, move on to the actual switching off to straight razor or a safety razor. So when choosing a straight razor, there are things to note again. First thing, the country of manufacture has a lot to do with it. I'm going to be honest with you guys. A lot of the Middle Eastern razors are very affordable. They look very nice, and they can't shave. I'm going to be completely honest with you. This is not a knock against any producer, okay? This is from my personal experience. I've used razors from those countries, and I've had terrible shaves with them, and I've actually thrown them in the garbage. If it's not made in several countries, there's several countries you can, is really to look for, okay? And that is if it's got to be made in Germany, England, the USA, France, and or Japan, okay? So same thing with strops. You see them from those countries, usually you're already won half the battle. They come out with quality stuff. And of course, if the price is too good to be true, it probably is no good. Now, the country of manufacture is a big one because, to be honest, right now, those countries are the only countries really active in producing a straight razor. It's brand new. If you're looking for vintage, you can't go wrong with any of those, right? Germany is probably the one you'll see the most, or England. And then you'll see a lot from the United States as well. Those are the majority of it. Those razors are all going to be high quality, ready to, you know, really, really reputable. So you'll be able to use them. Now, the material of the actual blade. I think there are several materials they use in straight razors for the actual blade itself and the handle or the scales. In my personal opinion, I highly recommend buying a carbon steel safety razor. Straight razor. Carbon steel because it's easier to hone and less forgiving when you mess up. And I would recommend the scale material, doesn't matter. You can buy, it's just, I think as long as the scales are on tight and good and they're not warped, you're good, right? So plastic is fine. Wood, whatever you find is fine. Scales are really, to me, in my opinion, a way to jack the price up on a straight razor and keep you with the same blade. So, I mean, if the blade is the same as one that's got Kubota wood to the plastic one and it's $100 less, I would probably go with the plastic one, right? It's a better, and eventually if you want to get better stuff, then you get it. So materials, really it's all about the blade. Scales don't really matter. Carbon steel. And then if you want to decide you want to do new or vintage, it doesn't matter because you're going to have to get them straight honed anyway, usually for the most part, unless they're from a reputable dealer. And types of grinds, well, there are really four major types of grinds. Right now, for the most part, most of the razors being produced are full hollow or half hollow. To be completely honest, I recommend a full hollow blade. They do tend to be sharper and a little bit more difficult to use at times, but I would do a full hollow blade because they're easier to hone and they're easier to strop. They're also easier to mess up. The half hollows and quarter hollows, they can get a little bit, the blade, the actual cutting surface of the blade can take a little bit longer to hone and a little more difficult. They feel better once you get a little bit more experience, but I would go with a full hollow. That's just me. That's a totally opinion on that. And just looking at the size of the razor, you might see, like, it might say 5/8, 6/8, 7/8. I recommend a 5/8 razor, which is the dimension of an inch on how wide the blade is. And I'm just, to me, it's easier to maneuver for a beginner. So just looking at stuff like that, I mean, a lot of that's preference, but the core part of the choosing a straight razor is, one, reputable place and where it's been built, a reputable country of manufacture, and carbon steel. Really, I do highly recommend using carbon steel to start off with. Stainless steel is okay. I don't think stainless steel gets as sharp as carbon steel, but carbon steel is the way to go right away on the razor. I don't even shave with anything else, to be honest with you. Even as me doing it for 10 years. And then just looking at the types of grinds and if you're going to go vintage or not. And then really just focusing after that, where we'll move on to next week on where to send it and having it honed. And then if you want to hone, if that's something that you want to do in the future. So guys, that is the straight razor, the first part of choosing a straight razor. Actually, this is really what you need to do when starting off with a straight razor. If you've already using soaps and stuff like that, you're good to go on most of the technique there. Purchasing a straight razor, highly recommend two things. Purchasing a strop from a well-reputable country, manufacturer, and or sales person or website. And then second, straight razor shaving. Just purchasing a straight razor from them, really using the same rules. Good country manufacturer, right? If you're deciding to buy new, ask a lot of questions to the manufacturer or the person that the reputable salesperson. Make sure it's a carbon steel blade and don't worry about the scales. You know, don't worry about going so fancy unless your budget is endless, then buy whatever you want. But don't worry about that because the scales aren't going to really do anything for the shave. It's all about the blade. You really don't hold the scales that much when you're using a blade or straight razor. When you're using technique, you're really holding that blade part. So don't worry about it. And that's it. You know, that'll get you started with the straight razor. Now, if you're looking at technique and honing and stuff, you got to tune into the next show. We'll talk about honing. We're going to talk about maintaining your straight razor and keeping it good for years to come and generations to come. And honestly, the initial investment might be higher, but they're a lot of fun to use. So I do recommend using a straight razor and trying them out. And just trying something new, especially with everything going on right now. We've got a little bit more time. Hey, let's learn a new skill. All right, guys, and just wanted to top off the podcast here and just finish off with first another thank you for filling out the survey. The fall seasonal special will be on the 12th of October. And just for if you are on board or if you just haven't listened to any of them before, I have all of the fall seasonal specials linked up right here in the show notes. You have 16, 2016, 17, 18, and 19. So this will be our fifth one. Very, very excited about this one this year. And that concludes our podcast for this week, everyone. So remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, and always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be on the 28th of September. So until then, guys, shave straight, shave safe. Bye-bye now.